If we teach our children to eat right and to eat as a family a few days a week, just a few days a week, we have a much less risk of them going into alcoholism, drug addiction, sexual addiction, all these vices, just by teaching them to eat the right foods and eating together as a family and communicating as a family.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and his special guests, Dr. Don and Kyle Colbert, as they begin this week's teaching, God's Health and Wellness Plan. Learn the importance of teaching your children how to live a healthy life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. And yeah, we're going to have a good time today. You're going to be glad you showed up, I guarantee you. Father, we just praise you and thank you today. We open our hearts and we open our minds for revelation from heaven, and we are determined to act on it because your word says that you desire above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And today, we begin with a prosperous soul, and we release our faith for a healthy and prosperous body. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Dr. Don Colbert to this broadcast? And I see you brought what's-his-name with you today. Kyle, God bless you, man. I told him yesterday the first time I met you, he's about that long. Yeah. I got that picture holding you up here, saying something to you. I don't remember what I was saying. It must have been good because you're standing there.
He's drilling. He turned out pretty good, didn't he?
Cleaned up pretty nice. Welcome to the broadcast, Kyle. Praise God. The two of you have just finished a new book that I want to talk about more than once this week because it's really an outstanding thing. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this word today. We've opened our minds and opened our heart in praying and praising you. But we look to your word and we put your word first place. It is final authority in these matters. In Jesus' name, amen. Right before we came on the air, I had the Lord remind me of something. Now, on all of our broadcasts last week, we majored mostly on the spiritual side of this.
Right.
The world, particularly that doesn't know the Lord Jesus, they're trapped in the natural side of it. A whole lot of the people that do know him as Lord, when it comes to the physical body, are still trapped on the natural side. Because for a long time, as both of you know, particularly back when I first started, as I've been in this ministry 43 years, and the first day God started dealing with me about being overweight. Well, I knew it was wrong. Man, I knew it before I ever got saved. I'd been fighting this thing for a long time, but I didn't know anything but the natural side of it, because that's all the information I had.
Sure.
Well, I found out that it was in the Word of God, but I didn't know anything that was in the Word. At the time, I was starting this from scratch and just digging at it with everything I had available to me, praying over it hours and hours and hours and fasting for days to change things and learn things. I didn't have the assistance of men called to know these things. I was called, I learned as I went, primarily the ministry that I had and do have today as a teacher, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, to teach the spiritual side of life.
Amen.
And to teach and train in faith. Well, you, all of us have that calling.
Amen.
But then God called you and taught you things that He called me to find out from you. And when you make those divine connections, you produce power, because actually He's combined our callings and combined our lives. And I tell Gloria, I said, now these are the things that I learned about 10 years B.C., before Colbert. And and I was struggling and tearing and ripping here, and I found out some basic spiritual truths about it. But I, in the natural realm over here, I didn't know how to implement it well. And I was improving, but not nearly as fast as I should have. But when we came together, I could learn from you. You could learn from me. We both come out of there. I could spend all my time on this. You spent all your time on this. And then we put our learnings together, and it creates a powerful thing in the body of Christ.
And add the spiritual roots and the spiritual answers.
Yeah, because without them, you're in trouble anyway. If you don't know the spiritual side of the thing, you are going to fail the natural side of it somewhere
Amen.
Down the line. Your flesh will defeat you. Mm-hmm.
And what's so interesting, when you study the Bible, in this Bible is the truth. God has shown us for thousands of years what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat. And it's interesting that even the prophecy of Jesus that we talked about last week in Isaiah 7, when Isaiah prophesied of Jesus coming, he said in Isaiah 7:14, he said, All right then, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Well, that was Jesus, prophesying of
sure.
Jesus. By the time this child is old enough to choose what is right and reject what is wrong, he will be eating yogurt and honey. And again, some translation says he will choose, and now yogurt's translated, that's your dairy products back then, which was goat's milk that was fermented, which was like a yogurt and honey. He would choose these that he would know to choose what is right and reject what is wrong. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now you choose life so that you and your seed will live.
I got up with that scripture on my heart and mind this morning.
Well, praise God. Well, here's
the choice, the truth of choice.
Absolutely. But the truth of instructing our children. Now, the reason,
because there's no use in them struggling with those choices after they get to be 20, 25 years old, when they could find it out
at a young
when they're
age.
5 years mm-hmm. old.
Now, what's fascinating now, just now medical science is finding that if we teach our children to eat right and to eat as a family a few days a week, just a few days a week, we have a much less risk of them going into alcoholism, drug addiction, sexual addiction, these vices, just by teaching them to eat the right foods and eating together as a family and communicating as a family. But listen, one of the reasons why Israel was the chosen people of God is because they taught their children. Now,
well, that's what it said about Abraham. That's the reason he chose Abraham, is because he would teach his children.
Right, and what it says in Deuteronomy 4, verse 9, it says, but watch out, be careful never to forget what you yourselves have seen. Do not let these memories escape from your mind as long as you live, and be sure to pass them on to your children and grandchildren. Never forget the day when you stood before the Lord your God at Mount Sinai. But again, we're supposed to be teaching. It says, summon the people before me, and I will personally instruct them. Then they will learn to fear me as long as they live, and they will teach their children to fear me also. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do in the body of Christ, we have got to teach our children these powerful truths. And it's so simple. I tell people, we simply see what Jesus ate, and we mimic what Jesus ate. Well, Jesus wasn't a glutton. He wasn't out there. He didn't drink any, you know, he did drink some wine. They call him a wine bibber. And again, but he didn't do anything in excess. He did eat honey, but he didn't eat the whole jar of honey. He ate bread. He said, give us this day our daily bread. But one of the white bread we have is the whole grain bread. It was the natural thing that he ate. And he didn't eat a lot of meat. I mean, at Passover, Jesus was not a vegetarian. A lot of people come to me and say, well, you know, I'm a vegetarian. That's the healthiest way to eat. It's not the healthiest way to eat. We know that Jesus was not a vegetarian. He ate fish. We know that. We know that he ate red meat. He talked about the parable of the prodigal son when they killed the fatted calf. And at Passover, they would have the, you know, Passover lamb. And so we know that, but they didn't eat the huge amounts of meat that we see that so many Americans are eating, the huge amount of steak, huge amount of chicken. People can't just be satisfied with one little piece. They got to fry it, deep fry it. They can't just bake it or broil it or grill it, but they have to fry the life out of it. And it's the way we're cooking our food. It's the huge portion size, and it's our choices in food that's killing us. Especially what's happened today, if you look through Scripture, see, they didn't eat desserts back then except for fruit mainly. And the fruits they would eat would be dates, or they would eat different types of fruits and dried fruits on occasion, but only a small amount, a little bit of honey, just a little bit of honey. What we've done in America is literally, we are addicted to sugar. The average person consumes 150 pounds of sugar per person per year. And a lot of people don't realize they're consuming sugar, mm-hmm. but they're drinking themselves fat by drinking sodas or maybe juice. Mm-hmm. Realize 16 ounces of juice has just as much sugar as 16 ounces of pop, okay? Mm-hmm. Or smoothies. You see mm-hmm. these smoothies? These smoothies are like 16 to 32 ounces, a tremendous amount of sugar. Or they get coffee. A little coffee is okay, but no, they consume a huge thing of coffee, one of these ventes that's like, I don't know how many ounces, 24, 32 ounces, mm-hmm. that's loaded with sugar. Or a lot of them, unfortunately, consume alcohol. And again, they consume in excess, which is not right either. So what is killing America is simply, it's not cultivating the fruit of temperance and not knowing. Many of them know, they just don't do. They're led by their flesh. They haven't crucified their flesh, and they haven't developed the fruit of temperance in their minds, in their mindsets, in their spiritual walk. And it's a fruit that has to be developed. Now, also, a lot of people, like I say, are addicted to white bread. White rice, cereal. See, most cereals you buy over the counter are nothing more than candy or cookies because they're chock full of sugar. Very little fiber. They're greatly processed, so they convert to sugar rapidly, raise your sugar, and they act just like sugar in the body. Same thing with instant potatoes. That's why we got to get back to the natural foods that we're designed to eat. I tell people it's similar to a car. If you put the cheapest gas in your car, or you water it down with maybe, gasohol or, you know, alcohol in it, gas, that car's not going to run right. It's going to rattle. It's going to stall.
If you continue to do that, then, and you insist on putting that cheap, bad gas in that car, and it starts running bad. Mm-hmm. Well, you take it over to the mechanic because it ain't running right. And he tells you, now, there ain't nothing wrong with your car, but the gas you're putting in there, your car wasn't made to run on that, and the fuel doesn't have enough octane. It's not doing for your car what it's supposed to. Quit putting that in there. I like that gas.
Mm-hmm. It's cheap.
It's cheap. It smells good.
And plus,
I like it. I'm going to put it in my car. Don't tell me what I can put in my car and what I can't. Okay, just keep driving it mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. Now, eventually, you're going to get to the point where changing fuel is not going to fix the car because now you've damaged it. Mm-hmm. So you got to replace parts in there.
That's right.
And then along comes a really sharp mechanic, and he says, I notice you like your bad gas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a deal for you. Mm-hmm. We got some stuff we can put in that gas that's going to make it work great. You can go on and put all that
cheap
wonderful, mm-hmm. cheap, good-smelling sure. gas in there you want mm-hmm. to, yep. and your car's going to run great. So you're putting this additive in there.
That's your medicine.
Mm-hmm. And you can get it all up. And then, but something starts making this mm-hmm. horrible, terrible noise, and it's, we've only had it about 2 years now, and
it's a Mercedes designed to last.
He took it back over to the mechanic. He said, your exhaust system is rusted completely out. Why? It's the additive you've been putting in the gas. Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah, but if I got a deal for you, we've got an exhaust system that'll take the... So it's now they're replacing parts. This is exactly what's happening
to the medical system.
Mm-hmm. Just because people absolutely refuse, I'm going to eat that whether you like it or not, well, you'll be back. Mm-hmm. Because your body is starving. You're eating a bunch of stuff, but there's certain parts of your body still starving. They start wearing out 40 years too soon.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then they start giving you something for
drugs
that, and then the side side effect of the drug causes this,
Amen.
And then this has to be replaced.
Well, again, what we have to do is we have to get back to developing the fruit of temperance. We have to realize, and I love what 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27 says. And I like the way it says in the Living Translation. It says, I discipline my body like an athlete, mm-hmm. training it to do what it should do. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. And we have to start disciplining this body. Mm-hmm. If we give this body and our appetite everything we need, your body's going to put a hook in your jaw and lead you to the donut shop, to the cookies, to all the, milkshakes and mm-hmm. sugary products and ice cream and things like this that your flesh craves.
Now you're back to the faith side mm-hmm. of the thing.
And so we have to
can't win that battle without the Word of God. Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly right. Because what people don't realize is once they get into this habit, we literally become addicted to many of these foods. And when we become addicted to these foods, we are unknowingly signing on the dotted line for belly fat. Belly fat is the most toxic fat in the whole body. Now, very few people understand the difference in belly fat and other types of fat. So I like to paint the picture of how important it is to get rid of this belly fat. And a lot of people are saying, oh, I'm worried about the scales. I get disappointed if I get on the scales and it doesn't budge. You know, I forget my diet I'm not even for diets. I'm for a lifestyle change and a mind reprogramming with the Word of God. But what we have to do with belly fat is we have to remove the belly fat as fast as possible. Belly fat literally signs us up for 35 major diseases, including type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure. I cannot tell you how many type 2 diabetics and high blood pressure patients we've totally reversed, gotten them off all their medicines just by focusing on their belly fat. High cholesterol associated with belly fat. Sleep apnea, acid reflux. All people running and getting that little purple pill. You can get rid of that by simply getting rid of the belly fat. Mm-hmm. There are so many diseases so many people are signing up for by simply choosing to have belly fat, the most toxic fat. Now, why is it most toxic? First of all, belly fat is a chemical factory that produces inflammatory mediators such as C-reactive protein and interleukin-2, which is a mouthful for a lot of people. But all that means is these are inflammatory mediators that set the stage for disease to occur in the body. Do you realize heart disease is primarily inflammatory? Mm-hmm. Alzheimer's, inflammatory disease. Arthritis, inflammatory. Asthma, inflammatory. Allergies, inflammatory. Most diseases are inflammatory. Belly fat also produces a lot of estrogen.
What does the word inflammatory mean? Let me break that down. That word?
Inflammation is what inflammatory is. Inflammation is simply, for example, if you were to sprain your ankle, you would develop the swelling, the redness, and the pain, which are the three hallmarks of inflammation. Swelling, redness, and pain, or in heat also. And so that's how the body heals. It'll splint that injury so you won't use it so we can heal. Or you get tonsillitis. Itis is inflammation, where the tonsils swell, or bronchitis, inflammation of the bronchial passageway. Any kind of itis means inflammation, or a splinter. If you get a splinter stuck in your finger and it gets red and abscess, that's inflammation. That's the redness, the pain, the swelling.
And you immediately want to get that out of there because it's inflamed and it gets so tender and sore.
Exactly.
So what if all of my fingers had splinters in them, and as soon as that one was gone, we just stuck in another one? So I'd have continual inflammation in my fingers. That's got to damage my fingers sometime or another, at some time, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Now, acute inflammation will save our lives, because it'll cause the immune system to rally and kill that bacteria or virus creating that tonsillitis. Or it'll splint that sprained ankle so we can so it'll start to heal.
But it doesn't just stay there now.
No, it's used as a temporary means for healing to occur because it simply directs the immune system to the area that needs to be healed.
Yeah.
The difference is chronic inflammation. When we choose to eat sugar, sugar is very inflammatory, but we don't feel the redness or pain or heat that we feel in our skin. It attacks your arteries, and your arteries start to form plaque, inflammation. It attracts these white cells.
And you don't even know that's going on.
It's like a boil forming on the inside of your artery, and instead of pus in it, it's plaque that's forming.
Right.
Or it's inflammation directed to your joints, to your knees, or to your ankles, or to your back, or to your neck. So you got chronic pain. You're just in chronic pain. That's inflammation. Or in your lungs, it's bronchospasm. Or in your allergies, it's nasal congestion, sneezing, runny nose, itchy eyes. Or if it's in your brain, it's inflammation in your brain so that you can't think as well. These are inflammatory diseases, and by choosing these wrong foods, these especially sugar, high glycemic foods, bad oils, trans fats, fried foods. See, fried foods is one of the most damaging inflammatory foods we can eat, as is sugar. So we've got to learn to remove the thorn so the body can heal. But see, these foods are very addictive. The flesh wants these foods. It craves these foods. Now, what's interesting is literally when you eat sugar, sugar triggers these endorphin compounds that are morphine-like compounds in the brain that activate the brain's pleasure center. So it literally becomes addictive. You become addictive to sugar and high glycemic foods like white bread, pasta, potatoes, anything that raises your blood sugar rapidly acts just like sugar. That's most processed foods. That's your cereals. That's your crackers. That's your juices. That's all of those types of food. So what's happening is Americans are unknowingly signing up for all of these diseases by wrong choices. And all we have to do is get back to the foods Jesus ate, which is the Mediterranean diet. And I've been teaching this for over 10 years. But what was happening is people could not grasp it and could not lose the belly fat on the Mediterranean diet. So I developed the I Can Do This program, which is a lifestyle which uses the Mediterranean principles of what would Jesus eat to quench the fires of inflammation, which belly fat is the most inflammatory fat in the body. It signs us up for all these diseases.
Wow, praise God. In the mix, is this this key issue of choice.
Amen.
If you don't make the decision, and it's your decision, can't nobody make it for God, not gonna make it for you. He's given you all of the information. It's right here in the book. He's raised up people like Doc and Kyle and Mary and all of us that are living and walking this thing out, but the decision is yours. And when you come to that point of decision by faith, where I don't know how any more plain you can get than the fact that the Word of God just simply says, we're out of time, I gotta close this, that choose life and live, and then your children will live.
Deuteronomy 30:19. Amen.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Venezuela Victory Campaign will be held in Maracaibo, Venezuela, the 3rd and 4th of September at the Sports Center Pedro Elias Belisario Aponte. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. God's got a great life for you, starting with getting and then staying in shape. It doesn't have to be difficult. With just a little time, you can be on your way to health and fitness for life. Take charge of your health and get lasting results with the Health and Fitness Package, which combines two books and a downloadable exercise video. I Can Do This Diet by Dr. Colbert puts the power of your brain and body chemistry to work to help you lose weight and keep it off. It's full of new medical breakthroughs and practical tips. Get Fit and Live by Dr. Colbert and his son Kyle Colbert takes the guesswork out of exercise and helps you understand how much and what kind of exercise you need to reach your goals, get healthy, and be fit for life. They'll show you how to lose weight quickly and easily using just 7 exercises for 7 minutes a day. It's all part of a health and fitness package that gets you started on the journey to living well and enjoying life. Order the health and fitness package today at a special 40% savings for just $25. This new package includes 2 powerful books by Dr. Don Colbert, Get Fit and Live, and I Can Do This Diet. For product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
These powerful, powerful tools that God has put in our hands to help us with this. I'm telling you, I am just eternally grateful, Doc, for your doing this. And now Kyle's gotten in on the thing here, praise God. And to hear a young man's pickup on this, because you were raised this way.
Absolutely.
And now here you sit without any cavities in your teeth. You have the joy of all that going on. And you had this wonderful experience not having any mercury in your mouth. Amen. And your brain's not fried because of
this. Absolutely.
Yeah. Amen. So, and you two guys got together and put this book together. This is just dynamite. I'm really looking forward. This is just brand new thing, right?
Brand new. Just came out a few weeks. Mm-hmm.
And Get Fit and Live.
It's all about living.
It's not enough just to be on the earth a long time. Mm-hmm. There's more to life than just feeling good. Mm-hmm. When you get that point of decision where there's more to you than just you, and that's when you begin to sow into other people's lives and you begin to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might and the Word of God begins to work. The real joy in living is developed out of giving, not just getting all the time. That's where real life occurs. And without this kind of health, you're going to be on the demand all the time instead of on the giving side of it. So I want to get deeply into these principles this week.
Good.
So that we can, these tools are just absolutely tremendous, because I remember the years when we didn't have these things. I'm telling you, get on kcm.org and get tied into all the meetings we're having everywhere. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free gift, The Decision is Yours, a book by Kenneth Copeland. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. Offer good for 30 days, 1 per household, please. If you need prayer, we're only a phone call away on our 24-hour prayer line, 1-800-600-7395.